So now I'm up in the courts, pleading my case from the witness box. Telling the judge and the jury the same thing that I said to the cops. On the day that I got arrested, I'm innocent, I protested. She just feels rejected. Had a heart broken by someone she's obsessed with. Cause she likes fan of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So why love goes down, makes her lose it. Cause she can't separate the man from the music. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer. And I'm saying all this in the stand. And this is making me nervous. This has got bigger than I ever could have planned. And the jury, the same thing that I said to the cops. On the day that I got arrested, I'm innocent, I protested. She just feels rejected. Had a heart broken by someone she's obsessed with. She likes fan of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So I love goes down, makes her lose it. She can't stop with the man from the music. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer. So I'm saying all this in the stand. This is making me nervous. This has got bigger than I ever could have planned.
You'll be under it when it breaks. Now fuck off.
I love you. love came first of all. Love, mommy will love through all her days. You and your sister, different ways. I love her 'cause she has to be fed. I love you 'cause you make your own bed. She has to be fed, love, make your own bed, love. Mommy will love through all her days. You and your sister, different ways. I love her 'cause she's small and helpless. She has to be washed and dressed each day. I love you 'cause you're big and helpful, and you can read, sing, and play. I love her 'cause she's sugar and spice. I love you 'cause you're awfully nice. Sugar and spice, love, nice love.
Keep her for the
mommy will love through all her days. You and your sister.
I'm Dick Bird. What is it? Tell me about it.
Well, it's just that I did this really nice drawing, and all you want to do is be with that baby all the time and taking care of it, and everybody's watching it eat and even drink a little water, big, 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 even drink a little water, big deal. Nobody looks at anything much. Nobody looks at anything much. Oh, Big Bird, we do still love you. It's just that that baby is taking up so much of my time.
Winding curb on the baby's phone, you turn to me as
I went lame, and walked me home through the dazzling gray.
Thank you. Rather have we been there in some incomprehensible, subconscious way. Before the perpetration of the deed, its possibility was remotest from our thoughts. But when we did know that he was dead, it seemed somehow that we had understood and looked forward to it all the time. This, by retrospective analysis, we could easily explain by the fact of his great trouble. I use great trouble advisedly. Young, handsome, with an assured position as the right-hand man of Eben Hale, the great sweet railway magnate, there could be no reason for him to complain of fortune's favors. Yet we had watched his smooth brow furrow and corrugate, as under some carking care or devouring sorrow. Who can forget in the midst of the hilarious scenes he toward the last sought with greater and greater avidity? Who can forget, I say, the deep abstractions and black wounds into which he fell? At such times when the fun rippled and soared from height to height, suddenly, without rhyme, reason, his eyes would turn lackluster, his brows knit, as with clenched hands and face overshot with spasms of mental pain, he wrestled on the edge of the abyss with some unknown danger. He never spoke of his trouble, nor were we indiscreet enough to ask. But it was just as well, for had we, and had he spoken, our help and strength could have availed nothing. When Eben Hale died, whose confidential secretary he was, nay, well-nigh adopted son and full business partner, he no longer came among us. Not, as I now know, that our company was distasteful to him, but because his trouble had so grown that he could not respond to our happiness, nor find surcease with us. Why this should be so, we could not at the time understand. For when Eben Hale's will was probated, the world learned that he was sole heir to his employer's many millions. And it was expressly stipulated that this great inheritance was given to him without qualification, hitch, or hindrance in the exercises thereof. A share of stock, not a penny of cash, was bequeathed to the dead man's relatives. As for his direct family, one astounding clause expressly stated that Wade Atchiner was to dispense to Eben Hale's wife and sons and daughters whatever monies his judgment dictated at whatever times he deemed advisable. Had there been any scandal in the dead man's family, or had his sons been wild or undutiful, then there might have been a glimmering of reason in this unusual action. Eben Hale's domestic happiness had been proverbial in the community. One would have to travel far and wide to discover a cleaner, saner, wholesomer progeny of sons and daughters. While his wife, well, by those who knew her best, she was endearingly termed the mother of Gracchi. Needless to state, this inexplicable will was a 9 days' wonder. But the expectant public was disappointed in that no contest was made. It was only the other day that Eben Hale was laid away in his stately marble mausoleum. Now, Wade Atchiner is dead. The news was printed in this morning's paper. I have just received through the mail a letter from him, posted evidently but a short hour before he hurled himself into eternity. This letter, which lies before me, is a narrative in his own handwriting, linking together numerous newspaper clippings and facsimiles of letters. The original correspondence, he has told me, is in the hands of the police. Yes. He has begged me also, as a warning to society, against the most frightful and diabolical danger which threatens its very existence, to make public a terrible series of tragedies. It was of tragedies. tragedies. It was of 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 tragedies. To make public the terrible series of tragedies in which he has been innocently concerned. I herewith append the text in full. It was in August 1899, 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 just after my return from my summer vacation, but the blow fell. We did not know it at the time. We had not yet learned to school our minds to such awful possibilities. Melodies. Melodies. Mr. Hale opened the letter, read it, tossed it upon my desk with a laugh. Tragedies. It was of tragedies. It was of tragedies. It was of tragedies. It was of tragedies. When I had 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 it was of tragedies. It was of tragedies. When I had 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 of tragedies. Of tragedies. When I had of tragedies. When I had of tragedies. When I had looked it over, I also laughed, saying some ghastly joke. Tragedy. Hale in one tragic poor taste. Of tragedies. Find me a tragedy. Of tragedies. 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 Of tragedies, dear John. Of tragedies. 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 Is a narrative of his own tragedies, linking together numerous newspaper clippings and facsimile tragedies. Tragedy. The original correspondence is of tragedies. 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 Of tragedies.
Here. Tragedies. This governor sleeping in my
tragedy.
The serpent stung me. So the whole ear of Denmark is by a forged process of my death frankly abused. But know thou, noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown. I, that incestuous, that adulterate beast, the witchcraft of his wit, with traitorous gifts, O wicked wit and gifts that have the power so to seduce, won to his shameful lust the will of my most seeming virtuous queen.
Thank you.